Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
The drum.
Wishing everybody well and good health, and shouts out to everybody across the country, and also a across that ocean, people that tune into us a lot, you know, and a lot of times we don't give them, show our appreciation, and they tune in, you know. Sometimes they're sitting there on the chat, or sometimes they're, you know, they're on the phone line. Some people call in, they don't, they just want to listen, so they call in on the phone. But I appreciate it, you know. And I want to give them shouts out and their families and everything, and hope that you're staying warm and keeping healthy. You know, I don't like to always, every week, you know, be on the same trip, you know. I try to move around. We already know what Washichu does. It's all right to remind people, you know. The other thing is, you know, it's just now we have to worry about, you know, we always try to look at people of color as our friends, but instead they're wicked, you know. You know, they had a bunch of black guys coming down to the res spreading that Israelite stuff, and I don't know nothing about it. I mean, I'm so dense on that subject, I don't know nothing about it. But all I do know is that they come and spread their propaganda, their gossip, and their bogus evangelism over here on Indian country. And they said they come packing guns, you know, and stuff like that. And they were out there at Big Bats. I seen that. Then I seen them someplace else. I don't know where that was. Someone has a video, but that don't look like the rest. Looks like Rapid City or something. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, people give bogus information, too, just so they can be on, you know, sound important. But what isn't bogus is that they came. And we have to watch out for that kind of stuff, because they come and sabotage our culture. Our culture is sabotaged enough as it is, you know. And our people don't even realize it. They don't care. They're just moving along, you know. They're just getting up, going to the store. They get their little check. They run to the store, get their snacks. Don't even eat good. I always watch them. They're buying junk food for their kids and everything. And then of course they get high. And now that pot's legal, they're openly doing it. Just like on Pine Ridge Res, they have quite a few pot stores, you know, 3 pinheads for $5 and stuff like that, you know. So because of that, people are openly tooting up. Even people that I knew 5-10 years ago that were on this mean drug and war against drug and alcohol, you know, on the radio, always talking. Now that pot's legal, they're over there at the store, you know. Real quick, you know, change course. So whose fault is that, you know? That's our fault. That's your fault, you know. And then they're worried about their same people crying about gun violence. Well, when these young kids are into this gun violence, take a look at who they're imitating. They're not imitating us traditional people. They're imitating who? Who are they imitating? Most of them are imitating these same guys that came down here to preach Israelite stuff, you know, or SWAT team, you know, they want to imitate SWAT team running around with camis on, camouflage, you know, and trying to look like, you know, our people just imitate. You know, I was talking to my brother. We were laughing because when we were young, we didn't have nobody to imitate. You know, we didn't have nobody to imitate. So we wasn't running around with blue hair and bleached hair and, you know, and all that stuff. We just looked like the rest of the Indians on the Reds, you know. But now they got YouTube, and most of these kids never been off the Rez. But what they see is, so they strut around and then they're, you know, I mean, they're on this tattoo thing. Yeah, I got tattoos too, so I shouldn't talk. I'm like a hypocrite, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it isn't good. And I'm telling you, you know, sometimes we're sorry we did stuff, so we just try to pass it along. But I see pretty Lakota women ruining themselves by tattooing themselves up, even their face all over, you know. You know, don't, you know, they'll say, who are you to talk? Look at you, you know. And I understand that. You know, maybe I'm not a good influence or somebody that should be talking about these things. But I am, you know. And the young Indian guys getting killed by other Indian guys, Lakotas on the Rez. I shouldn't call them Lakotas. They're just Indians, you know, because they gave up their Lakota ways and choose to be this other way, you know. So what can I say? You know, what can we say? Or like you hear them say, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. They, you know, they imitate all these lines, you know. You talk to an Indian all over. Now they're all saying, hey, y'all, how y'all doing? Or you hear the other one saying, yeah, nice to see ya. How ya doing? You know, coming at ya. You know, when I was young, we didn't talk like that. You know, as a matter of fact, Lakotas, when they talked English, they talked with an accent. You know, and it wasn't copied from nobody. You know. Saying yeah and you all and the worst one is mofo this and mofo that, mofo this and mofo that, you know. I mean, what's going on? You know, and it's hard. And here you try to raise kids, and then you turn around on the internet, you know, and that's a bad situation, you know, because, you know, we're all, the internet's here, movies, everything like that. So anyway, you know, and then, you know, the Dalai Lama popped into the scene, asking some young kid to suck his tongue, you know, and I heard some people talking about that, you know. See, I blocked a bunch of people just because I found out who they really are, you know, on Facebook, just because you see what people really are, you know, when they're, you know, They can act all the Indian they want. They can show off and run around. But their real heart always pops out. You know? And they usually is opposite of where our people should be at. You know? Like I said, crying about gun violence. But these guys shooting other Indians are imitating the ghetto people, you know, gangs and stuff, and trying to look cool, you know. You know what? They tripped me out. They walk down the road all pitiful, don't even have a ride. It's colder than hell. But when you're coming at them, they're giving you a dirty look. They want you to see how tough they are. You know, I ain't picking them up. One time some guys walked in the middle of the road trying to stop me. I almost just ran them over. Because that ain't how you're supposed to be. You know? I mean, of course, you know, everybody has different ways of hitchhiking. Most of the time, all you need to do is start walking down the road and someone will pick you up. And if you're a little desperate, turn around and stick your thumb out. You know, the old thumb trick, you know. But anyway, I'm going to, let me see, get going the right way here. I was checking out, turn on the chat, spacing that out, you know, and anyway, Tanshi, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, listening to everything you're saying.
All right, well, I'll let you take over a little bit here and get us going.
Let's say a prayer. We'll get started tonight, you know. Poyat Hunkashla, Petuma, Aluta Shake, Aglivi, Apunkopila, Tunka, Elkinich, Tunkashla, Ale Tunkashla, the cookie wogla conco Tunkashla, Al Yuhoshi, Alok of the Tunkashla, Kota Oyatelagiotanke Tunkashla, Asum Lila Wakwani Tunka Tunkashla, Extected, Wakanjan, Wakana Oyonki, Lena Tunkashla. Okay, was this the tree talk yellow left at the Tunkashla? No, Kashki Tibelian Cornish at the Tunkashla. A Waki Pavsit, Lina Yohila Tunkashla. Left at the Kuichalexi in Honke, which was only a Huichicha Tunkashla. Jamu Tashanomoshiki Tunkashla. You call Jay Tashaglenia Oshukilon Honke, which was only. Okay, was this. Was this the Chatunkashla? I believe you'll be head to Tokata Tunkashla, Yuskia, Chosania.
Oh. You know, our people need these prayers, and I'm proud that you're here to offer prayers for the people and also around the world to know. We still ain't conquered. Even though I point out all the weaknesses in our people, most tribes are worse off than that.
You know,
most tribes,
you know,
don't even know one sound of their own language. You know, most tribes don't even. So they come. A lot of them come our way. You know, so I appreciate that.
You know, Tanshi, these people, like you was just talking about, you know, something happened last night up there where my wife's from, the Round Valley Indian Reservation. We noticed a little girl, the father raised her since she was a little baby, when she was first born. The father raised her. And here last night, these Indian girls up there beat her to death. These are the things that Tanshi was just talking about, where we're picking up these ways of, like he was saying, these different cultures like Hassapa or Washitu, or, you know, we're losing that respect for each other and who we are. Things like that shouldn't happen, you know, to a 13-year-old girl. But that's what happened. And this is common. They're killing each other. They're shooting. You know, me and Tanshi could tell you, you know, when we was growing up, that stuff wasn't, that it didn't exist on the reservation. Everybody was together, like he was saying. We didn't have idols growing up. The idols we had are our grandfathers or dads, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and today they have this so-called internet, World Wide Web, you know, and all these people see these things. And then they start imitating, but they forget who they are, see. Then things like that happen. You know, we're little kids. It's starting to, you know, it's going to happen on Pine Ridge because of this pot situation that's there now. You know, there's going to be, you know, I just heard about 2 weeks ago, there was a guy that they made a bad deal on Pine Ridge Indian Reservation there. And the guy went outside, grabbed his gun, came back in and blasted that guy, killed it over drugs. And it was something that was said. And these, it's starting to get common on because they're picking stuff up off the internet, acting all bad, and, you know, trying to be like these guys, like how she said, the ghettos, you know. And, you know, when you think about it, think about these, the Chuksayuha, the cops, how they do that, how do they do that, these cops. They're one of the biggest gangs in the United States, the police department. They got immunity. They got everything. They control a lot of territory. They could put a lot of stop to a lot of this, but they don't. Instead, they support it. Not too long ago in Los Angeles, the whole sheriff's department was dealing drugs. They were gang members, and they just got busted. And now they're all going through court and stuff. But because of that qualified immunity, some of them are getting off now. And this is, you're talking about the police department. And Tanshi knows this, and I know this. On the reservations, a lot of times the police department is non-existent. There's no such thing as Chuksayuha. Chuksayuha, long ago, these elders talked to them when they first became cops, and they told them that you don't have no relations from this day forward if you're a cop. Today, these cops have relations. They protect the ones that are dealing drugs. They protect the politicians. They protect their own kind. They do all these things. And in these inner cities, that's how it is. These cops are the biggest gang members. People really don't see that. See? But when you think about it, who has the control? It's not those gang members. It's those cops. And whatever they say goes. So they create the problem, and they're happy with it because people are killing each other, and that's how they like it. That way they don't have to do it. See? When they used to do it blatantly, now they're getting caught with these cameras, and they're still doing it. They don't care. And that's how this big old police force is. It's the biggest gang in the United States. They're killers. They're murderers. And yet some people want to buddy up to them. Some of these guys, sheriff department, plaques, all this other. No. Our people are really what she calls a reservation. But yet, look at the things that are happening because of these drugs now. On Pine Ridge, marijuana is legal. How can that be? You know, we say as long as this 1934 government is there, we're doomed. And a lot of people don't believe that. Oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. No, they ain't doing nothing for the people. They're doing it for themselves and their families. And as long as their families and them are doing well, they don't care about anybody else. They don't care about that grandma. They don't care. And this drugs, what's going on with these killings and stuff, that's a result of it. Alcohol is bad enough. We grew up in that, the beginning of that era, me and pushing those guys, that alcohol. We seen our fathers come back from the war ruined, and they turned to alcohol. So a lot of us seen the beginning of that. And now we're watching this drugs, these drugs, all the stuff that's happening. And it's imitating of these other races. You know, they're forgetting who they are. And something I always tell people, me, myself, I'm a Lakota. I was born Lakota. So I'm going to die Lakota. And there's no way around it. And we all know that. If you're Crow, you're going to die Crow. If you're Cheyenne, you're going to die Cheyenne. If you're Chippewa, you're going to die Chippewa. There's no way around that. But all keep in mind, we're all Indian people. We all come from the same place, and that's America, or the so-called America, the fatherland. And then look at us today. All these people that floated in on ships. You know, there's a guy that posted, if a war was to break out in America, would you fight for it? I posted on, no, I'll run to Germany. Go visit my uncle over there, you know. And that's, you know, think
yeah,
about
but
that.
Did you see what I said? You know?
Yeah, yeah. You see, and the thing about it is, why should I defend that Washitu and what he's doing to me? You know, he's going to continue doing it even though I help him. It's proven. World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, all those places. A lot of these reservations, majority of the Indians went and fought in these wars. But look at us today. Look at how we're still being treated. We're still being treated like third, fourth class citizens. It's like Tanshi was talking about. These kids, they want to imitate something. And the cops are good with that. Because when you're Lakota and you stand for that, you have something to fight for. When you're one of these other races, you ain't got nothing to fight for. Because you're fighting for both people. You know? And basically that's what it is. And that's why I say these cops, they don't care. Ask Tanshi on the Rosebud Reservation, Pine Ridge Reservation. When you call a cop, Tanshi, how long does it take for them to get there?
You know,
from Rosebud to St. Francis,
they don't even show up.
Yeah.
You know what? You can't call the police over here after working hours. The only way, you have to call 911. You can't just call them up. You have to call 911, and when you call 911, they, you know, I'm telling you, my transformer blew out up here on the electric pole, big flames shooting out of the electric pole, and even with 911, it took 3 hours.
Yeah.
Before somebody came, you know. By that time, house could have burned up, or what if it was something worse? What if it was terrorists or something, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, but let me go back to what you were saying, you know. You know, people say, here's the good common thing if you're saying, if they talk about another, if this country went to war, would you go out and fight, you know? First of all, it's like Tanshi said, you know, I can't even leave the res. These same people I'm going to fight for are going to be over there trying to bust me, give me bogus tickets, you know?
Yep.
I can't even walk around. So I'm going to fight for them people. But yet, people, hold on now, people turn all American real quick. I mean, people that you think you're bros, they're your bros. You think they got it together. Real quick, they'll turn American. They'll say, well, you know, what? Would you rather have a Russian or a Chinese over here? How do I know? All I know is what we got. And what we got ain't damn good.
Yep.
You know? All I know is I've been to China. I've been to Russia. I've been around. I never got treated like crap. You know, so, but I do know over here, I get treated like crap. I mean, I got treated like crap yesterday, you know, when I left the res. When I'm away from the res, I get treated like crap. And I get pulled over, cops lying. racism, you know? It's that's how it is. So are you going to fight for that? You know, are we going to fight for that? You know, are you going to fight for all this? For you're helping somebody else out that tomorrow might drive up your driveway. Like in New Mexico last night, some cops went to the wrong house and killed a homeowner, you know. I mean, the first thing they do is come out, whip out weapons and guns. You're going to fight for them? You're going to fight for all these killers? You're going to fight for these, that lady, that green lady, what's her name? She runs, you know, racist lady. You're going to fight for Trump? You're going to fight for all these people that got Leonard Peltier locked up and don't want to let him out, don't even want to hear it. You're going to fight for them? Now, don't come throwing that old storyline down to me, because you know what? You go out in the world and you'll see other cultures treat our people good. They welcome us and treat us good. They don't like American Washichu, but they treat us good. They, you know, every place I go, and you know, they treat natives good, and some Indians take too much advantage of it, start playing God elsewhere. But you know, me, I just appreciate getting treated differently someplace. You know, I mean, I don't feel racism when I'm in other countries. You know. And I tell you what, China's just a moving country. People don't know about China. China has like about 23 of the largest international airports in the world. What does that tell you? They're a moving country. They're moving way more than this country. They got some of the biggest airports. They're selling merchandise all over the world. They're giving you guys financing your homes and your cars and everything right here, you know? So don't come over telling me, you know? I'm not saying I like a Chinese or a Russian. I'd rather have our own people running the show. But the Washichu, the same guy you want to go fight that for us, he'll make sure we don't never, ever get control. What he'll do is he'll grab one of you and put you in Secretary of Interior for a couple years. And then after that, you're gone. Look at Ben Nighthorse Campbell. Where's he at? Don't see him around no more. You know? Where's all these Indians that's supposed to be famous? You know, the American will just pick out the ones that suck their butt better and give them a job for a couple of years and then throw them under the bus. And then, yeah, we hired this guy. You know, they do that. So you're going to vote for them? You're going to fight for them? You're going to try to imitate them anyway. You know, it's just something to think about. And I'm glad he brought that up, because you know what? We have a problem, you know, and some guys even come on the radio show and they have certain kind of issues talking about these black guys coming, these house uphouse on our res, spreading that stuff that we originally come from them. We're from Israel, the Israelites, and all that, you know. In other words, that's their little try to way to sneak in here. But how did they get here in the first place? You think about that? How did they ever come here in the first place, because some Indian brought them, because some Indian was adoring them. Indians, when they hang out with a black guy, they even try to walk just like him. This hip-hop rap, you know, those Indians do that. They ain't looking like Indians no more. I seen a video of some Navajo guy doing a hip-hop. Boy, he was swinging his arms like someone in the jungle, you know. Back is swinging his arms below his knees and blah, blah, y'all, blah, 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 you know. And what happened? And Allers, you know, when I was young, we had Allers that would say, hey, man, what the hell? You know, they'll get mad at you. They'll tell your ass, you know. But what's going on here? You know, we have a lot of issues. And you know what? I think that in due time, we're going to lose a lot more, you know. Tanashi here, you know, and other Lakota speakers, older guys, you know, how much longer do you expect you to have the privilege of hearing a real prayer in Lakota? You know, how much longer, you know, is the world going to hear indigenous language here in this country? The country you want to go fight for. The country you want to go protect. You know, how much longer is it going to be before the world domination of Christianity and all that, whatever they call some, I hear the term Illuminati and stuff, you know. You know, we have a lot of issues, and you can be a part of change, all of you, but try not to look at yourself. Are you a native indigenous Lakota, Apache, Cherokee? Are you that just right now? Later on tomorrow when you wake up, you're all American gung-ho. You know, what are you? I see there's some guy supposed to be Leonard Peltier's spiritual advisor or leader. Well, I looked on his site. That guy promotes the hell out of veterans. You know, I pulled off the interstate here in Sioux Falls, and who was standing at a corner? It looked like a Lakota. I didn't know him, but I'm pretty sure it was a Lakota. And he had a sign, veteran. Help me out any way you can. And then he said, Jesus loves you. You know, he was trying to scheme. You know, is that how bad it is? When you tell someone you're a veteran, what are you saying? You're saying, I went and fought for these white boys. I went and fought for Trump so he can keep his millions. I went and fought for them to have that big White House. I went and fought for that big jet Trump flies and that big, what do they call it, Air Force One. All this luxuries that they have, you fought for that. And you're going to stand there at the corner and beg for money? How low can somebody get? If you're gonna beg for money, why don't you just say, hey, I'm hurting, man. help me out. I'm a man in need. But don't stand there and brag about that you're a killer for the American, that you went and fought for them, that you went and killed innocent people in another land, helping the invasive species. Anyway, we're hated for how we think. We're hated to even say it. That's why when people show up, you know, we have racists come over here and try to get involved in what we do. We have racists come over and call us liars and threaten us, and they're out there stalking us because they don't like what we say. Because the truth hurts, you know. But, you know, they're talking about immigrants. The American said there's probably there's a decrease of Mexican immigrants, but there's an increase of immigrants from all over the world. India, China, Middle East, you know, and different countries, Africa. So there's a lot of immigrants. They said like 45 million immigrants that come here from other countries. And these immigrants, they got in here, and you should see how they are. Oh, I'm so happy to be here in America. I'm so happy. Probably are happy because for some reason, the Americans give these immigrants big opportunities, not the Mexicans, but they give people from other countries, just like when they had the people from Syria and now Ukraine and different people coming, they treat them good. They give them a big lump sum of money, home to live in, job. You know, when we went from the rest to LA, they didn't give my dad $10,000 or $20,000 in a nice house, food stamps and everything to get him going. See, they gave him, I think my mom said he got about $100 and a couple months rent in the projects, and he had to go look for the job. They said they had one of the promises that when you sign up for relocation was you were going to have a job, a home, and everything. That's how they got a man to pack up 5 kids and his wife and put them on a train and come to L.A. with no money. And they were so broke, there was no way to come back home to the rest. No way. They were marooned. They gave them a one-way ticket, and that was it. I went to a motel. Who runs the motel? Guys from India. Who runs? Guys from different countries. You know, who has all the restaurants? Who has all everything? The Jews, everybody except us. You know,
even these casinos, if you go to these so-called India casinos, they're not run by Indians. They're all run by Washitus, Hassapas, or Asians. There's no Indian there. And it's like that every casino I've been to, it's all dominated by Washitus, Hassapas, or Prechokahanskas. None of them is operated by somebody from this country. There's all kinds of different people running it, but yet they're called Indian casinos. You know? And these Indians, all they do is collect the money, the ones that are enrolled there or whatever. They turn washito and they hate everybody else. Well, these other people are running it, and they run it like out here in Cache Creek. The theme over there, if you go in there, is all Oriental theme. Every time they change, there's an Oriental theme. There's no Indian about it, no nothing else. It's all Oriental theme. You go to any one of these casinos, and it's like that, and they claim to be Indian casinos. But yet, it's hard to find Indian workers in them places. Then when they want to work there, they run all these checks on them. So they don't. A lot of them don't qualify because they're ex-felons. See, so they don't. They can't work at these places because there's money involved. That's how they even dominate that. See, and then they think that I want to go and fight for them or something. Look at how they've been treating us. They've never ever apologized, made any real apology, or made any kind of reparation saying, we'll give this land back to you because we stole it and we feel bad. No, they don't do that. You take it, then they say, well, I could get this much for it, so hell with you, you know, even though you own it. That's how they treat you. And they expect me to go fight for that. Heck no, I'm not going to do that. You know, it's bad enough, like I say, my dad, when they came back from World War II, like he was saying, relocation. Oh, we're going to take you and you go over there and we're going to train you and you're going to make all this money. When they got you there, like you were saying, $100 gate money. That was it. They didn't train you. They didn't do it. They just threw you out there amongst all these rejects, wherever the projects were. That's where they threw these Indians. They didn't help them. No, they didn't even train any of them. And it's still like that today. You know, they have these Indians fighting over going to college, going to school, getting all these loans. By the time you go to college and you get out, you're $1 million in debt before you even get a job. And then sometimes you can't even get a job at McDonald's because you're Indian. And then they want us to fight beside them, fight for them. And all these Indians want to be American. Man, it's sad, Kanshi. It's really sad. And yet, these guys want to brag about being American. What's so damn good about American? You know, these other countries, like you were saying, China, Russia, those places, they never treated me bad. They've never done nothing against me. Venezuela, any of them. All I've ever known is that they were helpful to the Lakota people. And I really appreciate that. And that's what I look at. And like I was telling you, Russia was going to take Brother Leonard, Peltier. But what did they do? Washichu's got in the way because they were no easy. They weren't the ones going to Russia, see? And you know, like I say, those people that want to do is they believe a lie. They don't know what happened on that reservation. We do. But yet, because of their lies, they have our brothers. And they don't even want to listen to that. They don't even want to see that. They don't want to hear that because he's a Lakota. See, that's how they treat all of us, Tanoshi. And yet they want us to stand there and fight beside them for America. And America is the one that's treating us this way. These so-called Christians using God to kill us all, to kill our grandfathers, grandmothers, you know, using bayonets on them. Stabbing pregnant women through the stomach because they're Indian? And these Indian people, these Lakotas, they forget about that. Then they always say, oh, you got to learn how to forget. You got to learn how to forgive. You know, I can't, me. Because my grandma told me, she used to talk about Wounded Knee and what happened to her sister that got her head blown off while she was running with her. She said they never did anything or talk to a white person before in their life. And yet a white man blew her head off. So she hated Washitus for doing that. And she never wanted to talk to white. She never wanted Washitus around her. Never. Because of what they did at Wounded Knee. My grandma used to cry when she told that story about what they did to her sister. And she said, what did we ever do to them? She said, we don't know who they are. We've never done nothing against them. Why do they have to hate us so much that they did that to my sister? See, these things, this has happened, you know.
Let's go back right now to what was the guy wearing that was throwing these babies up and catching them with bayonets. What was the guy wearing that killed your relative? What was the guy wearing that was cutting off the breasts of Indian women? What was he wearing? What was he wearing? He was wearing a United States military uniform.
Yep.
And they say, you know, I don't even like the word forgive. You know, it's worthless. And I don't even like the word apology, because I don't want no apology from them either. I don't want nothing from them. So the thing is, the point is, they did what they did. They're doing what they do, and I'm not going to help them one inch further, is my point. I'm not going to help them one molecule more. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I hate them. I'm not saying I want to hurt them. You know, I'm not wishing them dead. I'm not wishing no bad on their children. I pray for their children. I pray for their own cheese and everything else. You know, they're pitiful people.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is, I'm not going to help them with 1 minute more of my time. Why should you? That's all I'm saying. So am I a bad guy? Are we bad guys for telling people not to help them, not to support them in a war? You know? I mean, if I was there by myself and I was in charge and I was kicking the guy's ass every day, and I asked him to help me go beat up some bully down the road, it would be my fault that he said, hell no, I ain't helping you out. You know?
Yeah.
You know? Yep. And grandma, like grandma said, what did grandma always say? And I hear a lot of grandmas say the same thing. They always told us when he said, hey, that guy hit me. That guy beat me up. Yep. That guy did this to me. What does grandma say? She said, well, don't play with them no more. Don't go with them no more. I heard Brian Brewer and another guy on Keeley Radio crying about how the veterans, the Hot Springs, the VA was treating them. They were spending 2 hours on the radio crying. You know? Well, what do they expect? They expect that guy to go help them. You know, they ain't going to help him. He don't care that they wear that uniform before or they, you know, enlisted. My dad died a poor man. My Uncle John died from pneumonia right over here.
Yeah.
In a cold room. And this guy, MacArthur, left him in the Philippines.
Yeah.
You know, and he was in Pearl Harbor when they bombed it. These guys, these Indians, look at Ira Hayes. They don't get nothing. What did they say? Oh, well, he was an alcoholic. He killed himself. Why was he an alcoholic? Because they wasn't helping him out. They weren't helping you out. You know? You can do whatever you want. You know, they don't even, your mother's the one who suffers when her sons go to war, when her sons, but you know what? Like my mom, she lost her brother.
Yep.
They named me after him. My dad was in the war. Yep. She had four sons. All of us were in the military. What did she ever get for it? She never got a free pass to go to the, remember they got a place, what did they call that when they go into the base and get to buy stuff cheap, you know? You know,
yeah,
my brother John, he, yeah. No, but they call it, they call it another name for it. But anyway, you know, my brother John, he likes to show off and go over there and do that stuff, you know. But
mm-hmm.
but that's the what?
Gold Star Mother.
Oh.
Commissary.
Oh. Anyway, yeah. Well, there's another name for it. They go to, you know. Anyway. You know, you don't get nothing. Hey, even the white boys don't get nothing
mm-hmm.
for what they did.
Yeah.
There's more white boys out there at the corner bumming money at the truck stop mm-hmm. than there is anybody else. There's
yep.
more white people homeless. You go down these homeless places, they're full of white guys and black guys. You know?
Yep.
And most of the first thing is, yeah, I'm a veteran. You know, help me out. I'm a veteran. I said, why should I help you out? You mean you're over here bragging that you went and was killing innocent people in another country?
Yeah.
And you want us to help you out? I said, why don't you just say you're a man in need? I gave him $10 here. You know? I said, but you ought to be ashamed of yourself asking for money while bragging about being a killer for the American
mm-hmm.
American hitman, you know. You got a lot of nerve, you know. He was just looking at me. Looked like he might have wanted to smack me, too. Yeah.
He probably did. Running his military down.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Just ruined it for him, you know. He's over there all proud. I'm a veteran. Help me out. You know, like you're supposed to go over there and pat him on the back and all that. How? I ain't patting a guy on the back after he probably cut some breasts off over there, too. He probably
mm-hmm.
threw the baby up in there. Look at that May Lai massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Look
yeah.
at that May Lai massacre. They said they murdered all them Vietnamese and threw them in a hole. In a ditch, and they said a little baby survived and started crawling out crying.
Mm-hmm.
A little baby was crying, and these military guys, they all opened fire on that little baby, blew
yep.
him to smithereens. The Americans, and it was
yep.
black guys, white guys, and everybody. They all took part in killing that baby. Like, yeah, I made my bones, you know, so. So you want to go help them and then talk about humanity, even a white guy. You want to talk about humanity, but you want to serve that country? You want to call yourself American? I wouldn't call myself American if I was Irish. I'd say I'm Irish.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I'm French. You know, I wouldn't say I'm American because that's made up. That's like saying I'm Donald Duck. You know, that's made up, you know?
Yeah.
I would never say that. I would say, you know what? I'm a German. I hope you don't like it. You know, be proud of who you are. You know, just because Hitler was screwed up, don't be ashamed of being German, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were in Czechoslovakia and we were coming into German border, you know? And there, these cops, customs are all there, and we pulled up and gave IDs and stuff. And there they said, "Indiana, Indiana, Indiana, rah rah rah, let them through." They just waved us through.
Yeah.
Other countries treat us like that, but over
yeah.
here they say, "Indian, lock them up. See if he's got
mm-hmm.
drugs. See if he's drunk. See if he's this." Over here, they do that. But
mm-hmm.
in other countries, Hey, let them too. These are Indians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other countries, they don't treat us bad. So you think I want to fight for the guy who beats my ass when I leave the res here? Or leave the, you know? No, I want to, you know. I tell you what, people need to go out and see for their own self. But you're never going to go see for your own self if your brain is so small you're going to stay in the mud hole all the time, you know. If you'd rather run around with guns and look tough and when you're 30, 40 years old, even 50 years old, I see guys going in the store, 50-year-old guy supposed to be a grandpa, you know, going in the store with his ball cap backwards and, you know, strutting real cool, you know, pants down and stuff, you know, looking tough.
Your pants hanging way down like, you know, you got crap in there, you know, the kind of sad, don't you? You know?
Yeah, you know, we're grandpas. You know, we're grandpas. A grandpa ain't supposed to be running around looking tough at everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know? A grandpa's supposed to look like a grandpa, you know. I was in Walmart, and this Washitu and this woman were pushing their baby into the checkout stand right next to me. Man, the baby is really checking me out, you know. Mm-hmm. He's really looking at me, so I kind of waved at him, you know. And boy, he let out a smile, you know. And me and him had a little thing going on, and there is. His dad looked at him and looked at me and really pushed him away, you know.
Yeah. I don't know why they do that. No.
But you see, babies are innocent. They know who's right and who's where the devil's at, you know. You know. And that's the trip, you know. But point is, these people, even white people, are getting treated bad, real bad. You know, they ain't living so great, so I don't understand why they so racist if we ain't the one making them live like crap, you know? You know, Trump shows up in his big fancy jet and takes off, and all these poor white people, yeah, all, you know, make America great again, you know. He was there for 4 years. Did he help them out? They're still tore up. They're still, matter of fact, white man's doing worse since he came and left, you know. And they're going to keep going worse because you can't tell them nothing. You can't tell them, hey, people don't like your ass. You better straighten up, because they don't believe it. You know, when you go and look at the news, just go on Yahoo and pick any article and put on it and see what they do, especially if it's about a crime. You know, like they stopped some guy, Mexican guy, and here they said he had a warrant, so he hauled ass and took off, and he left his woman. He ran off in the trees and got away, you know. Left his woman. They told her, the cop guard, she's pregnant. So everybody, but right away they said, yeah, now she's going to have an anchor baby. She's going to have that baby, and it's going to be an American. And she don't deserve to have that baby over here. You know, and we're going to have to pay for that baby with our taxes, you know, and they right away, they're on it, you know, and you know, that's how they think.
Yeah.
You know, look at any, just pick a subject up and go over there and look, and then hit the comment section, view the comments. And check it out, what they say about people. And Indians, when Nathan Chasing Horse comes out on the news, you ought to see what they say then. they say we're all like that. We're all alcoholics. We're all into. They got nerve to say we're into incest, abuse, and rape, and all that. You know. And what gets me is, do you, how many sober people do you think there is on the res? Anybody got an idea? I'll tell you what. There's more sober people on the res than people realize. There's more people that don't smoke either on the res. There's a lot of traditional people that don't drink, get high, or nothing. But you just never see them because they live quiet lives, mind their own business. You know? I know a lot of people that don't drink or get high. Most of them are sun dancers, are traditional people. There's a lot of sobriety on the res, but don't know about it. So when people say that whole res, everybody's drunk, that's baloney. You know, they stereotype us because they see guys in white clay looking hooch, you know, or seeing like in Sioux Falls or Pier or Rapid City, the bike trail, you know, they judge us by all them people, you know, and I think it's crazy, you know. I got some phone lines open, so if somebody's game to make a comment, you can, you know. I just turned them on. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Wayne here. Thank you for having me on again.
I hear you.
I just wanted to say that, you know, we're touched back with the, you know, all of us going into debt just to go to school and try to get a job. But, you know, touching on that subject itself, you know, with all these student loans and people going to school, you know, that side of the military also traps people. You know, if you have a lot of student loan debt, you can sign a military contract and they will go ahead and give you that loan forgiveness while you're in the military. So that's another way how they try to attract us to the service itself. And, you know, that's how they take advantage of us to fight on their side.
And what else?
And that's it. That's it. You'd be fighting for them. You know, I'm just saying that once you sign that contract, you know, it's not at will employment, okay, where you can say, okay, I leave, I'm going to quit. You know, you're under a contractual obligation. You know, if you don't finish it, they're going to lock you up. So they got you.
Yeah, they're going to lock you. Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame once you sign that. Once you raise your right hand, you know, when you walk in, you know, once you hit that, you know. But, you know, when you're young, like most of us were really young when we went in, we didn't know no better. We're just a bunch of, can you imagine? Most of us were really young when we went in the military, about real young. You don't know, you know, you're just taking things step by step, you know. I remember getting off the bus and those Marine Corps recruiter coming on, rah, 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 blah, 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 and start just throwing people off. And you're over there, you can't believe that. You start laughing, and there they come, jack you up, you know. When you're young, you don't know what the hell's going on, and you take it, and then next thing you know, you're locked in, you know. And I'm telling you what, you have, the only way to survive in the military is you got to kiss some butt. So when somebody's bragging about how much of a veteran he is, I say, man, he was licking lots of butt, this guy, you know. I don't look at him as some hero or some big, bold, you know, warrior. I think about how much butt he licked. Or should I say that on the radio? I shouldn't say that. Or how much brown his nose got, you know. You know what I mean? I don't look. I see what I see. And the other thing is they make you do is become a rat. They make you towel on each other.
Wow.
And I never did like that. Yeah. I remember right away when I did something, right away they said, oh, there you go.
Indians were
It's like they right away, sir. It was Private Eye who did that, sir. You know, right away, ratting, you know. Sir, it was Private Jenkins did that, sir, you know. Right away, ratting, you know. That's what they teach you to do. So when somebody comes out and starts bragging, you know, you're saying, damn, man, you know. This guy here went to the Ratton Academy, you know. This guy, you know, and they say, like, they talk about John McCain being a big hero in Vietnam and how he, you know. But how do you know what he was doing when they had his ass in closed doors? He was probably was brown-nosing to stay alive, you know.
Yep.
I mean, there's common sense here. We got to use common sense. You know, damn well a guy, a pure white guy, captured by a bunch of brown people, people of color. You think he's going to be acting tough in front of them? Oh, he's probably saying, no, they made me do that. That general, his name is so, he made me do it. Yeah, they made me do it. Here's the plan he made me do, you know, and probably was really right. And that other general, too, that guy. And that guy over there, I'll even help you set him up if you want, you know. You know that's what they did, you know. So I don't get off on all that stuff, because when you're there and you actually see how the military functions, F functions by orders, commands, and the lower down people, the recruits or whatever you want to call them, you know, that's how it functions. It don't function. And the higher you get, that means you're like, if you see a guy that made a rank real quick, boy, you know, he did something behind closed doors, you know. But, yeah, I mean, face the truth, you know. Let the truth be told. You know, there's some truth here. But, you know, somebody's asking, oh, Philip's asking about those Israelites or something, you know. But I don't know nothing about, all I know is what they said, that there was a bunch of black guys on the res preaching about Israel, Israelites, you know.
Original.
They were black Hebrew Israelites, yeah. And they're over there, but they brought weapons and stuff, and they were flashing them, and they were there. Telling Indians, you know, trying to change, you know, evangelize, propaganda or whatever you want to call it. But there's people that don't like it. And there's some videos and there's a lot of stuff, people talking about it. But you know what? if they're going to make a video about it, why ain't they doing something about it?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Nobody says when it happens. They just saying it happened. That's what I'm saying. You know? I don't know when it happened. I seen it was in Pine Ridge, so I figured it happened a couple of days ago. That bats. And then you see some Indians with long hair standing there really looking interested. You know? And you know, the bad thing is there's people.
These Hassapas that showed up there claiming that they're the real people of the land, you know, and see, and that's a white man theory. That's another thing. When the Washitos brought them to this country, there's the sole purpose of the Hassapa being here was to slave, you know, to make the white man richer. And yeah, you know, they might belong in Africa. They sure don't belong here. You know, we have our history here. We know who we are. And our history goes way back before the Hassapa, you know. And this thing about these Israelites, whatever they are, you know, I don't know who the heck they are, you know, but they're a bunch of Hassapas. They're not from here. They never was. They never, you know, and there is no, just a white man telling them that. And they think that, you know, that they own all the land. They're from here. You know, that's the thing about the Hassapas is they just pull it in just like the white man, you know. And in a lot of Indian people pitied these black people they left for dead. And so they brought them back to health and stuff. Why do you think all these black people were trying to get to Mexico, Oklahoma, you know, for their freedom? Why was there an all-black army down in Mexico fighting against the United States government? You know, they wanted their freedom because they were brought over here for slaves. But yet, all of a sudden, they're trying to lay claim to them. They ain't any different than the Washitu, you know, these Christians. So I don't know where these Hassapas get off on that, you know. And here in California, those reparations they were talking about. Now, the Indians kind of put their two cents in there, too. Now they want recognition for who they really are, see, not these Hassapas. So it's kind of at a standstill right now because they don't know how to handle it because the Indians jumped in and said, hey, you know, this is our land. What about us, you know?
Let's get back to the Israeli deal or whatever that is.
Israelites. Yeah, they're not,
Israelites.
You know.
Hold on now. I'm just saying, let's go back there. I'm not going to debate where they actually came from because I don't know where they came from and don't care where they came from. All I'm saying is this. Let's go start from scratch here. When people come here, now we're starting from scratch. We're starting from common sense, right? People come over here, when people come over here from, and they're not from here, they're blacks or whites or whatever they are, and come over here and start preaching to our Indian people and telling us where we came from and how long we've been here and all that. What is the most solid evidence that we have to disprove what they're talking about? What is it? Does anybody know?
Songs.
No. I mean, yeah, that too. It's the language. It's the language. Not the history, not the songs. It's the language.
The language
is the biggest. Yeah, come on now. The language, let me finish here. The language is the proof that we didn't come from Israel or no place else.
Yeah.
That's my point. You know, you can talk about anything else. You could say, they came from Pakistan. They came from here. I don't care where they came from. I don't care what the hell they are. When they're over here in this country and telling our people where we came from before, you know, the one thing that people that don't have a language of their own, see, these guys, these Hebrews or Israelites or whatever you want to call them that went to Pine Ridge or went to Rosebud, why don't you tell them, hey, speak your language. Don't talk to us in English. Speak your language. And if you can't speak your language, get the F out of here. You see, that's the point. The language of humanity is the proof of who a people are, the language. It's not the color of their skin. It's their language. Do they have their own language? You know? And when they come talking to, and they're going to tell us that originally we came from over there, well, how long are they talking about? And how did they know this?
Yeah.
Where'd they get that information from? Let's use some common sense. That's what I like to hear, common sense. Oh. Hey, if you're going
to
talk, let's talk
something.
Common sense. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh.
I heard you. You said hello. You said hello again.
Hello. How?
You
wanna sit? Yeah, it's Doc, yeah. Doc Holliday here. I'm back. Yeah. John Holliday. Yeah.
Yeah, what?
So what I was saying about these guys, these black so-called Israelites, that's just a cult group. They're not real or anything. They're just make like a cult to make up, making something up and going around attacking everybody around the country here.
But why? Yeah, that's the information that I pick up on. But I wonder how they got any relevance, you know? Because
you remember back
not relevant.
In the 70s, they had that group called the with the robes, and they used to go through the park cities and stuff, and they called themselves Yahwehs or something.
I kind of think I do, you know, but it's kind of distant.
Reverend Moody,
come on.
Yeah, they had a cult group like that.
Yeah.
Then over here in Colorado, they got a bunch of people over here. That's another group in Southern Colorado. They had a cult group over there.
Yeah.
They got them all over.
Where are you at in Colorado?
Yeah, this is John and Doc Holliday. Yeah, Colorado.
Well, you know, what do you think about language? What languages do you speak?
Actually, I speak English and I do speak some Hebrew and Native American. I'm a mixed blood person. And I've been involved with the American Indian Movement, Russell Means and everything for years.
Mm-hmm.
My son's Lakota.
But the reason why, not to knock you or anything, but I ask people this because language, you know, Tanshi comes on here and he says prayer in the language. When you speak the language, your own language, wherever you're from, you know, when Wakan Tonka made everything, he made everything for a reason. That's why tigers have stripes, lions have manes, giraffes have long necks, pelicans have big beaks, you know. and eagles, you know, he made everything, and he made man the same way. And he gave every man or woman, it depends how you believe, you know, like some religions, they believe that man came first because they believe in Adam and Eve, and I don't. I don't believe there was ever Adam and Eve. Well, there was, but, you know, that they was probably lived in a house someplace, you know, maybe someplace else. But I don't believe in their cult teachings, because that's cult teachings. The Bible is the cult. You know, I don't believe nothing they say because, you know, there's two. If you're going to believe in a miracle, it's hard to believe in a miracle. But to believe in a miracle, you have to limit the amount of miracles, you know. So they say first man was made, and then he made a woman out of his rib, you know. That's where woman came. So then she had a baby. So he must have made love to his rib, you know, to have a baby. Now you start getting into that kind of a thinking, you know, like the miracle. Well, she turned into a woman. So then he was able to get a baby from her. And then life started with the two people. A man and a woman, and then a baby. Well, Lakotas are different. Because how can you be a man? How can you be a man without a mother?
Yep.
How could you be raised as a man without a mother? They talk about who came first, the chicken or the egg or whatever. To me, I believe my mom was first because a mom made my dad. My dad couldn't have been born without a mom.
Yeah.
So the miracle, the ultimate miracle of mankind is the woman, and that's common sense.
Yeah.
Don't come tell me that you made a woman out of a rib, so then you had made love to your rib and had a baby. You know, what kind of crap is that? You believe that?
Heck no.
You know, you believe all that?
No.
You know?
Heck no. That's, you know, that's BS.
Yeah, the miracle, Tashi, the miracle is enough, right?
Yeah.
You know,
and
Nunchi, enough, Nunchi, the women. They're the miracle. They're the ones made life. Now, how did they make life? Well, Wakantanka blessed them and gave them a way to make life, you know? And then, you know, sure, pretty soon, to make it lying outright, he included man, you know? But in the beginning, the miracle was the woman. Now, other races don't believe in that. They all believe the same. I mean, I don't care where you go, the Bible pops up. And Adam and Eve pops up. Wherever you go, the Bible, Christianity sabotaged every corner of the earth and reached every species of mankind. That's how powerful they were. The only thing is this, they didn't reach ours till now. But when you get into the deep side of Lakota creativity, Lakota spirituality, Lakota everything, you realize, you know, there was no Bible because Wakantanka, we didn't need no Ten Commandments. We automatically knew it was wrong to do this or to that. We had shame. And the other thing is this, you know, and I was talking about it. You know, we all have emotions. We all have genetics in us that help us or hurt us. And one thing that helped us help the Lakota, and I don't know about other tribes, but I know in my people, because even my brother Larry, I seen him watch Chinko. We have the blessings to Chinko, you know, the Lakota people. And when we watch Chinko, you ain't making us do nothing. You can put a gun to our head and tell us to work, and we're gonna say F you because I'm watching Chinko. You know?
I'm pouting.
And when I pout, you ain't get nothing out of me. When I pout, you can't give me money or nothing because I'm not taking it. I mean, I told my bosses to shove that money up there, you know where, and they were shocked because money means nothing to me if you get me upset. I don't care about money. And one thing, Maza Ska is wicked. That's why.
Yep.
When we do this show here, I don't start out this show like other shows. They spend the first 5, 10, 15 minutes begging for money. I don't do that. I don't ask for nothing. Because if you give me something, then you're going to want something from me. Especially if you have the wrong culture and the wrong teachings in your life. You know? If I had people donate to the show, then later on they said, hey, you should move the show to 9 o'clock because 10 o'clock is too late. later on they said, hey, you need to cut down on the Washichu deal because it's kind of bad, you know. And, you know, then they start their little telling me what to do. And then they say, and don't put so-and-so on because I don't like her. Or don't put so-and-so on, you know, because he disrespected so-and-so, you know. No, it don't work that way. I don't work that way. I don't operate that way, you know. You know what I mean? It don't work that way. So I don't take no money. I don't want no gifts. I don't want, you know. You know, if you help me out, it's all right. You know, but once you do that, don't come around wagging your tail around me. You know what I mean? Looking at me like I'm going to pet your ass. You know what I mean? I'm just saying we have to live with the kindness of our heart. If I give somebody something, I don't want nothing in return for them. I'm giving it to them because maybe they need it.
Yeah.
And I do know one thing. They're going to give it back to me down the line unless they're a thief. And if they're a thief, pretty soon they're going to disappear and it was worth it giving them that money. You know, if I have to pay to get rid of a thief, that's good. You know, that life has been that way with me too. People help me out. We help each other out. My brother. Tahashi, you know, we help each other out. Because we help each other out, you know, you don't say, come over here, jump in the bed. You know what I mean? That's how other people are, you know. And I was tripping on the Dalai Lama, you know. Everybody knows now he said, He told some young guy to suck his tongue, right? And
I don't believe it.
Now, I put this on Facebook, and nobody said nothing, you know, blah, blah, blah. But pretty soon, other people start putting, then I hear their comments. Then there's people, why are you picking on the Dalai Lama for, you know? And some Indian guy told me, what do you call that when you, stalk someone on the internet, there's a word, he said. Anyway, he said I was doing that to the, but that's baloney. But here's what happened to the Dalai Lama, right? Probably in the beginning, he was a spiritual guy. And he probably had a good voice and some good words. So they took him over here to share his good words. While he was over there, they fed him good food and fed him like he never ate before. And they lived in the house, this and that. Pretty soon, so he went to another place and another place, another place. And pretty soon, some women are saying, I wonder what the Dalai Lama's like if I jump under the sheets with him, you know. And one thing gets to another. And all that built up to where he says, come suck my tongue. You know what I mean? You see, society contaminated and sabotaged that man's spirituality. He's not spiritual no more. He's just another Mazda-hungry spiritual person marching around playing tickets and all that. He don't have no spirituality no more. He lost it. Because once you start going out, being a traveling medicine man, being a traveling spiritual leader, being a traveling like these Israelite Hebrew guys traveling around, you know, once you start doing that, it ends up for money. Now, how are these guys paying to come all the way to the res? How are they doing this? Why are they doing this? Who's paying them? You know, they're traveling. They're traveling people doing stuff. Once people do that, start taking money, then their word is no good no more. You know, there's people that helped me out and gave me gifts, and I never forget it. And maybe I didn't say thank you at the time, but I honored their gift wholeheartedly, and I never forget them for their generosity. And a lot of people, you know, there's people, there's even here, I want to say, you know, to my bro over there in Virginia, you know, he pulled in, you know, I thank him for generosity.
You know, Tunshi.
Yeah.
Going back to this what you're talking about, this woman and man, you know, look at our creation stories. You know, think about this.
Yeah.
You know, a woman was fell in love with a star. So Akhunkhunkha let that star come down and take that woman as his wife. That ought to answer a lot of these guys' question, who came first? The woman was here. Why do we call it Mother Earth? You know, Grandmother Moon.
Yeah.
You know, Father Sun. That's why a lot of these are real medicine men. Consider, they say men are aliens. The woman was here. The woman came first. We came after the woman. It was because of women that were here. Because Wakunkunka wanted it that way. It was a star. It was a star that came down and married a woman that was here. And why is the earth called a woman? She grows everything. A woman grows everything. We came after. So where they get this, they took a rib and they, you know, like you were saying, they laid together or whatever, you know, he boned his own rib, you know, whatever it was that you know.
Damn.
That's a bunch of BS. These guys, they get things all confused. Go back to your creation stories. Listen to what these old people told us. Listen to these stories. And be logical. Use common sense. And that'll answer a lot of these questions these guys have about this Christianity, all these. We go way back, us guys. You know, like I say, we could go back even beyond when the earth was just a rock flying in the universe. And that's why we say, we Lakota people, we still have everything intact. There's four elements of the universe. And we're the only people in the world today that use those four elements to pray with. You know,
wow.
And if people could figure out what those four elements are, then you'll get the creation story. There's four elements, and Lakota people are the only ones that still use those four elements to pray. And we're still doing
it
way back then to now, you know. And those come from
wood.
Our creation story. Okay. So
well,
those,
we have
those things.
Sleepy, what do we use?
Yeah.
We still use wood, rocks, water, and, you know, all
and
the
air.
Elements. We still do that.
And the air.
Air, fire, mm-hmm. and air. You know?
Yeah.
We still do that. We could be easy and run pipe to the water there and, you know, hook up some propane in the sweat lodge and run a, you know, make
yep.
a stove. We
there's
could do that.
That
but no, we go out, you know, the harder the struggle, the sweeter the result. You know, that's what I say. The harder the struggle, the sweeter the result. So we go out and we cut that firewood. 20 below zero, we've been out there cutting firewood. I don't care if it's 20, 30 below zero. Hey, now, there you go again.
I don't even know what a sweat lodge is.
We go in the cold, and we do this stuff, you know. We still do it that way. And everything, like I say, it's better to have a struggle in your life because it's not meant for everything to be easy. And nothing's easy, you know. I'm hearing these, like I don't know, some people have a different term for being old, you know. But like people say, how you feel? They ask the old guy how he feels. He says, feel all right. Do you know why he says that? Why he says he feels all right? He might not really feel good. He might be kuja. He might be depressed. He might be everything. But he's happy to be alive. So he says, I feel all right. You know what I mean? Because just being alive is the only thing that's left. That's why when you ask old guy, he says, go on, how you feel? I feel all right. You know? You ask some other people, oh, man, I lost my job. You know? I can't pay for my registration, you know? And I can't do this and that, you know? And they're having all these issues. But, you know, I'm happy, you know, like, my brother, he's my elder. And to know that he's still here is a good thing, you know? And for you guys to have Bimber here at his age, you know, is good. And all his knowledge and cultural things that he didn't lose, you know. So how many places can you go to have real culture? I don't see any place, you know. I seen another AIM show. I want Liz tuned in. There is no culture there. It was a guy saying he is Indian, blah, 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 but he was talking like a white guy and had the same white program, you know, and asking for money, you know. And they asked this guy to pray. So he prayed for money so the radio station don't go get shut down. He said, please, please, Creator, help us get money to keep this beautiful show going. You know, I said, damn, this guy, you know, no shame to pray like that, you know. You know, but you hear Tehunshi pray. You know what he prays for? He prays for your house. He prays for our children. Appreciation and respect, you know, and to help us, you know, be here and have a good day. How many people just prayed for you to have a good day? You know, How many people do that? Hardly nobody, you know? But I think that it's good that he's here. It's good that you have some older people here talking, you know, with a lot of experience. And we ain't no angels either, tell you that right now. Ain't none of us no Johnny B. Gooders and all that, you know. We have a past, a history, you know. Never know, we could flip out tomorrow. You know. Yeah, you might see me running down the street with a white robe on tomorrow, you know, escape from the nut house, you know. You know, done that before. Escape from the hospital. Yeah, escape from the hospital and ran out down the street with that night, with that robe on they gave you with the back showing, you know. And so hauling down the boulevard downtown LA, you know. You know. But
broke out of the straitjacket.
Yeah, see, you know, we ain't no angels here, all of us. We've been here, but you know what? Our message is to hold on to your culture and have common sense. Use common sense the best way you can every day when you wake up. And when you do something, wonder if it's a good thing or a bad thing. And if it's a bad thing, are you going to do the bad thing to turn it into a good thing? You know, I mean, not play Robin Hood, you know, not, yeah, I'm going to go rob a bank and go give the money to those poor people. Not that kind. But, you know, something like that, you know, we have bad experiences, but we turn them into good things, you know. We talk about this all the time. We share, when you hear old people talk, you know, we share about a lot of how we used to be and how we're not no more, you know. But sometimes those thoughts still linger, you know. You know, damn, man, you know, I told my brother, I said, man, I wish you'd go back to where you were 50 years ago so that way I could get my driveway graveled and stuff, you know. You know, and people probably wish the same about me. Wish you was like you were used to, so I could get a new car, you know. Because when you're young, and including drugs, alcohol, and all that, we did that stuff. You know, we did it. I know what smoking a joint does to you. I know what taking LSD does to you. I know what shooting heroin, cocaine, and everything. I know what this stuff does to you. But for some reason, Wakan Tonka took it from me. I didn't try to sober up. I just sobered up. One day I had a hangover so bad, I said, damn, I ain't never doing that again. And I never did.
Wow.
You know, same way with one time I asked Grandma how she quit smoking. She said she took a cigarette, and she faced the wind, no, and she took four. She took.
You've always had that problem.
She took a cigarette four times, took a four hits, face of west, and did a prayer, and threw the cigarette, and never did it again. That same logic, you know. And alcohol, drugs, you know, pot, everything. It wasn't meant for me. And it's probably not meant for you too, which you, some of you guys out there that do it just don't know it, you know. You just have to understand, you know, there's things that you don't like. If you don't like something, don't mess with it. If you don't like to get mad, then quit getting mad. You know, if you don't like the repercussions for being ignorant, then quit being ignorant. You know, the thing about alcohol, man, you know what? If I took a sip of whiskey, I take one sip of it, man, I shake. Ooh, you know, something was telling me this is bad stuff. You know, I'd shake when they get that taste in there, you know. And I never drank. I just drank because everybody else did. And what I would do is guzzle. I would guzzle, and that way, next thing I'd be waking up in the park the next morning was throw up all over me. Mud all over me. A black eye or something, you know. You know, how would that kind of life, you know? And the thing with pot, I hear people say they take pot for to heal their pains. It's a good painkiller. I don't believe that. You know why? Because when I smoked pot and I had it made me dwell on the pain. I remember one time I had a black eye and I was high on pot and I was looking in the mirror at my black eye. I said, damn, look how ugly that looks. Gee, man, look at that. I was really checking it out. Man, and I'm out in public like this. Damn, what people think of me, you know? That's what pot made me do, is dwell on that. After that, man, I stayed in till that black eye healed. You know? I don't believe that pot makes your pain go away, you know? That's just a baloney story. And I don't, you know, heroin, cocaine, all that, that's hard drugs. I know that they use, that is a painkiller because they give you morphine in the hospital when you, you know? So, but all this stuff is bad, you know? I was watching a YouTube video of some young white girl. She took a YouTube video, or maybe it was a Facebook, and she held a bag of weed up and shook it in the camera, really proud, happy, showing off, and they were partying. Well, when she did that, some other kids seen her do that. So that night, they went to her house. They thought she had more. They went, got into her house to rob her, and they ended up killing her, and they left. They all got busted. Oh. They all told on each other. But you see, she was waving that. She was asking for trouble with just pot. They said pot isn't violent. How? A lot of violence occurs because of pot, if you ask me. Anyway, Toshi.
Yeah. What's up?
Cool.
What's going on, Toshi?
Yeah. Oh, I was just wondering what you was up to over there, you know?
No, we've just been here listening to you talk about all that, you know, pot and Hebrews and Jewelites and whatever, you know, Zeolites and, you know. I know we got a bunch of Zeolites. I know that much, you know. All these other guys, I don't know where in the heck they come from, you know. But anyway, it's you know, like I say, you know, we know where we come from. They don't see.
Josh, what do you think it would be like when the day comes that nobody speaks Lakota no more?
You know, it's really Oyukshita, Tanshi. I think about that a lot. People might not know, but I think about it a lot because that's a traditional language. That language has been here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and yet it's being lost. And yeah, you could see all
first,
you want.
Your first thought when you meet a relative is you start talking Lakota, right? And even those that don't talk it, you know, that much or whatever, you know, like even me and my brother and my family and us, you know, while some of us, when we see each other, you know, there's always Lakota language flowing through.
Yeah.
You know, one
yeah.
way or another. And when I communicate with you, it isn't total English. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, and even, you know, it's like the other thing is about, you know, I was thinking about our songs, you know, because Layla said that, you know, I honestly believe that we're the only ones on earth that sing songs today that are 20,000-30,000 years old.
Yeah.
Are you older?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think there's no race on earth that can sing a song that's 40,000 years old like we do.
Yep.
And we do it like it's nothing. Our kids even sing these songs. That's how long we kept these songs and these things. And these songs that we sing for all this time, none of them are about violence. None of them are about killing. None of them are about thieving. None of them are about raping. None of them are about anything but good life.
Yep. All good things. All good things.
And how many people have us? Look at this country has that Star Spangled Banner, national anthem. What is that Star Spangled Banner? And the flag was still there. You know, and the bombs are still bursting, blah, 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 you know. And, you know, that's a war song. What the hell kind of, you know, what kind of song is that to stand up and put your hand on your heart for, you know? Anyway, you know, but that's that culture, you know. Can't tell them nothing. And then you see. And then they got mad when Kaepernick and them took a knee, because they seen how baloney that was, cops killing people and all that. Anyway, you know, time just got run out on us. So I want to thank John, Layla, and of course Wayne and Philip and my bro David over there, and. Everybody tuned in, Miss Nichola, Red Hair Shirt, Berlin, and whoever's tuned in around the world, you know. And once again, I give you Tahashi to take us out.
Ahu. Well, we'll say a prayer and we'll end this program.
That's good. And for those who listen, you know, his prayers are really good. And one thing, I don't want you to try this at home. Don't be trying to have your jollies with your own rib. You know, be laying there rubbing that rib tonight. You know,
don't be disappointed. Nothing happened.
Yeah. Leave that rib alone. You know, it ain't gonna work. You know,
trying to make a million dollars to save you.
Guy went and got some ribs at the store and laid with them all night, you know.
Man, this is a Ben game.
Yeah.
But, you know, and thank you guys, everybody, for tuning in. But, you know, it's time to roll on out of here, you know. And I'm sorry if I talk too much, but, you know, and I think, you know, remember and everybody and I like to hear Layla giggling away over there all the time. You know. And
you know, your son should die alone.
Ah!
cukiksi ja psahem večetu. I na to, co peto, on říjí, jušky, a kevonky si kakoktelo.